With Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen, and lots to talk about today. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350. I guess we could move along now to budget.
Oh, boy.
I sat in on that last 2.5, 3 hour law board meeting. I made it through 2.5 hours.
God bless
I finally
you.
Had to leave because I had a commitment, but yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, where are we?
Yeah, it's that time of year. We presented the law board at the April meeting, the non-personnel side of the budget, and at the would have been the March meeting, we did the personnel side of the budget. So at the end of the April meeting, they had in front of them everything we were talking about. Now, it was kind of interesting because last year when we went through the budget process, the board said they couldn't do a couple of things that they had some interest in and asked us to bring those things back this year, and those were basically a shift differential pay proposal and an education pay proposal, both of which exist at the police department right now, but only for certain groups of employees. And the board wanted to know what would happen if we made those programs a little more expansive and included everybody, or, you know, and what the recommendations would be from the administration in terms of amounts and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So we presented all that stuff to them. The long and the short of it is, and we can talk about some of the detail here in a second, but the long and the short of it is there's now a special law board meeting scheduled for the 8th of May, and there will be a public announcement coming. I see you writing that down over there. We'll be sending you something.
Okay.
scheduled for the 8th of May, where we can talk about maybe sort of firming up what some of those numbers are and give the board some input, and they can give us some additional direction, with the goal of when we get to the regularly scheduled meeting on the 15th of May. That's the Monday, isn't it?
I believe so, yes. The first
the
is 15th, a Monday. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the 15th of May, they need to be in a position where they can vote to publish that budget. And then, of course, we go through the publication process, and then they have to formally adopt it at the June meeting. So, you know, the timeline is winding down here. And it's kind of interesting on our side, on the PD side, you know, we start our budget conversations a couple of months earlier than the city and the county, and there's a statutory requirement that we do that, with the goal being to have our budget in a position that so that when the city and the county go to prepare their budgets, they know what they're looking at from the police department to include that in their budgets, because, of course, they fund the PD on an 80-20 split, with the city covering 80% of our costs and the county covering 20%. So when you look at the bottom line on our budget, and or at least as we gave it to the law board, what it amounted to was, after the carryover we gave them back, it was a 2.08% increase. Now, it's kind of interesting because we got something unusual going on. I think we were talking about the co-responders earlier. Those of you who have listened for a while or have any interest or maybe read about these things understand that we now have on staff two co-responders on a contract from Pawnee Mental Health, whose purpose is to help us deal with individuals in the field who have mental health issues. Because it's become, and I've talked about this endlessly here, so I won't go into great detail, but suffice it to say the state is getting out of the mental health business. But that doesn't mean we still don't have people with mental health issues, and we need to be able to deal with them. Of course, what happens a lot of times is they have issues that allow them to function relatively well, but eventually, you know, they begin to get to the point where members of the public notice, or their families need help, or they start performing acts that are minor criminal in nature, and the cops end up getting involved one way or the other. Well, a lot of those people, if you don't intervene, end up where they do get involved in minor criminal acts, and of course, then we have something that we have to do as cops. And the goal of these mental health co-responders is to short-circuit that process so that we can get them some assistance by identifying them when we come into contact with them in the field, and maybe these co-responders can get them steered to treatment or get them back on medication or direct them to some counseling services or whatever it is that they need. I'm not a mental health professional, so if I've offended any mental health professionals by my terminology here, I apologize. But the point is, this is not our wheelhouse. But it is the wheelhouse of Pawnee and the co-responders that we've now got at the PD. So that's the nature of the program, but there's a cost that's associated with that, and that's where I was going since we're talking about budget. Last year, when we funded this position, the law board funded one half of one position. The plan was to bring them on in the middle of the year. The assistant director looked around and found a grant for the other half of that year, which let us bring that person on. So when we talked to the law board last year, we said, understand that next year, when this time rolls around, you're going to be looking at either doing away with that position if you don't decide to support it, or funding the other half of that salary. At the same time, everybody recognized that one person was not enough. I mean, you can't, even two aren't enough to cover 24 hours a day. So, you know, these people will be working hours. And so Pawnee jumped in and said, hey, we're going to approach the city to fund the other one of those positions using some of the alcohol money. And the city elected to do that. So we've got both these positions, which when you include benefits, run about $81,000 apiece. Now, here's the tricky part of the budgeting sequence. We won't know until the city gets into its budget whether it's going to fund that second co-responder with alcohol money for the upcoming budget cycle. On the other hand, it at least appears to me, speaking as the director, that when I watch the law board talk about it, all of them are interested in keeping this program running just the way it is with two co-responders. So how do you do that? Well, not knowing whether the city is going to fund it, the recommendation I made to them was, look, include the money for both of those in our budget now if you think that's appropriate and you want to guarantee that this program continues. Then, when the city considers this question on the alcohol side, if they continue to fund that second position at $81,000, we can lower our budget amount by that $81,000 and still fund the other co-responder position through the PD budget, which would then take that 2.08% budget down to the 1.7% range. I don't know how that's going to happen. I know that there is how that's all going to work out. I know there is general support for the program, at least until we can run it long enough as a pilot program to determine whether it's useful for us or not. And frankly, at this point, since we brought the first of those co-responders on board in February and the second just recently, there's no way to have captured enough data to determine whether or not it's going to be useful. By next year at this time, if they fund it, if they fund both these positions, we hope to be able to provide some of that information, but we don't know now. So it's a quirk of timing that has us including all of the funding for that second co-responder in our budget proposal to the law board, and it may or may not prove to be necessary depending upon what happens on the city side with some of the alcohol money, which we won't know until after our budget is published.
And you could always reduce it after it's published. You can't increase it.
We can, and the assistant director and I have talked about that. We considered a couple of different things. One, of course, would be to just make sure that we have that carryover amount at the end and give it back. But that money then goes back to the city and the county on an 80-20 ratio, and that's fine. We don't have any problem with that. But I think the cleaner way to do it is just to reduce the budget by that amount, because that makes the statement to the public, hey, because I know there are those people out there who think, oh, yeah, if you get that money in the budget, you're just going to waste it on something, or you'll just go ahead and spend it on something. No, we don't have any interest in doing that. We'd give it back anyway. So just to make it clear to everybody, we will propose to the board that we actually reduce our budget if the city ends up funding that position. Now, the board may decide that's the way they want to do it, or they may say, no, and I pointed this out to them. They may say, no, we're not going to include it in our budget, because if it's going to be funded, it's going to be funded by the city, or not at all through the alcohol money, or not at all. So I suppose you could take the position. I don't know any of the people who sit on the alcohol advisory board. I just saw the listing for their meetings that they have set up.
Yeah, I just saw their listing.
Maybe they would be inclined to say, oh, well, if it's in the law board budget, there's less pressure on us. And maybe the board will say, no, we want the pressure there. I don't know. I mean, that question is to be resolved by the boards and the respective boards in the city and their personnel and the staff they've got. I just know that the law board seems to have an interest in doing this, and ultimately they're going to have to decide how they want to address that. So we'll see what happens with it.
Well, and I know that Robin, as you said, you don't have any hard numbers yet, but she indicated yesterday when she was on the program that it's going well, and she wants to bring the
I need to start listening when she talks, because right. Every time I come out here, you're telling me.
timed out perfectly yeah. This time, but she indicated that they're hoping to have one of the co-responders maybe come on with her sometime on the program, which
I think that'd be a great idea.
Right. So that's something good to consider, too. Well, I guess we could go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:33, and again, we have with us today Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen, and we have one more segment with him before we go to State Representative Ron Hyland of Waubonsie County. 537-1350. If you have any last-minute questions, you're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
As a business owner, you can't always be there to protect your investment, especially if you have a family. Don't you wish there was a way to keep an eye on your business even while you're gone? Call the